we're holding it Siman Tov Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Gimel. Yeshurman Shabbat Bishum and Likul Abbasar Beis. We said that if there's somebody lighting for him back home, so he is Yosei with that. He does not really need the light. But Yehubu Mokam Shein Bo Yisrael, he was in a place where there's no Jews around. So Madlik Bibrochus, he has the light in order to be able to see the neighbors. And if he has a mitzvah to light, and he will say the brachas also. Hagah kichayim liros haneiros. So he lights because he wants to see. Avachenoeg, and that's the minig. Afilim who ate so Yehudim, Afilim who ate so Yehudim beroya haneiros. Furthermore, even he's in a place where he's with Jews and he can see the neighbors. In roitzel lahachmar alatzmoi ulahadik bifnei atzmoi. Malik Mavorchalim, he has a right to be light for himself. See, he's allowed to light for himself if he so chooses. Okay. Mr. Rus of Kotan New Dalit. Kikai Viros. Now, Zesoyser Lusiman Tovresh Ayin Rov Sif Gimel. It seems to disagree with what he said before, which is. The server shom the chishim alikim the beis so ein tzarich levorach al ariyah. So he raised the question before the chazar masakin the mitzvah of birchas haroya for a person who's not fulfilling the mitzvah. Does that apply to a situation where a person is not lighting himself but they're being madlik al avosar beis? So he said before that there's no mitzvah birchas haroya in that situation. So he has no chiyuv to see the neighbors. Horai, when he sees them, he doesn't have a chiyuv like a bracha on them. So, how can you tell me over here that he lights in order to be able to see, which he has a chiyuv to see, when we said before, when people are lighting for him at home, he has no chiyuv to make a bracha when he sees. Within the Khan, Humin and Mordechai, the answer is that this is over here is a quote from the Mordechai. Vashom, Sosom, Hamachaber, Kashari, Poskim, Shechokin, Allah. And there he was going with the opinion, well, when you're not like the Mordechai. So therefore, so even though he over here he quotes the Mordechai, since before he said not like the Mordechai, and there he just presented it as, here he presented it as a Yesh Armim, and there he presents it as the Stam Din. So that's the Stam Din, and this is a Yesh Armim, we're going to pass on the Stam Din. Which means, so the case where the Malik of the Besar Besoy, he should not do this, lighting with a bracha. Elim Ken Shayarmer Shainer Ritzolotzis Behalokas Ishta. He does have an option, which we discussed before also, of opting out of being Yotze at home and lighting over here, so that he could do. So then. That's not this case. Over here, the Tehillim case, he's saying, listen, I'll be Yotze at home. But since I want to see the neighbors, I want to light now, I'll be able to see. That you can't do with a bracha, because you're Yotze at home. So this Yesh Armor, we don't pass on this Yesh Armor. We also have an option of opting out. Achaz, like the Ramah says in the next step, the next point. Okay, fire on the command.
So I had a situation. My daughter Leah turned 12 on Shabbos. The first day of Hanukkah was Shabbos, and she turned 12 then.
Right.
That's her birthday. This beginning of the first day of Hanukkah.
Right.
So she makes the brachas Friday afternoon for a good shul. Like have both brachas. So on the way to shul, I think to myself, "Gee, I wonder in a case like this." Would you make the second bracha? Could you make the second bracha on Shabbos? On Aria?
For her?
Yeah. So I think after, there was no one to ask. But she already made the bracha before. So I wonder if you know a situation like that. Because you're going to be, it's not a cutting anymore. I mean, if you know, you know.
But the Mises, the Mechaber, she was before in a case where a person, they're malikin lo basar beisoy, So you don't make a Birchas Haroya. So over here, Beaker, then she was could be honest with you.
Yeah, she didn't have the money thing, right.
Right. Saying so in that situation shows she was Yotze with that, whether at the Raisa level or, you know, well, the old Rabbanans, but on a double Rabbanan or a single Rabbanan, she, you know, be Yotze with you, so she wouldn't make the bracha. The answer is she opted.
You could have done that, but if she wanted, I'm saying, could they just say that? I'll make the second bracha after Shabbos comes. Because then you're an adult already. You're not a cotton anymore.
But she gained more saying it.
Yeah, I'm saying if you know, you can say the bracha as afterwards. So when it comes in, the nair is there. You have a chiyuv. You haven't made it, and you haven't made it. You haven't made the bracha.
I don't know.
And I didn't know either. I was before shul. There was no one to ask. I was just wondering because you know beforehand that I'm going to have a chiyuv after Shabbos starts.
Right.
And so.
I mean, the shadow really boils down to is the halakha they make when they're a katan sufficient to much to them from when they're a gadol. I would, you know, in this situation where Chazal put the chiyuv by Erev Shabbos earlier, so that was the chiyuv, so you have no more chiyuv after.
You're done, you're finished.
So the chorosh, then she can't make a bracha later on, she should make a bracha earlier. Tisha's over there on the village if you need. Thanks. In Ritzel HaHachmer, so now the Rambam said if a person wants to opt out, I mean not be Yotze with the people lighting for them at home, I mean be Yotze over here, make a bracha, that they could do. Ritzalarma after Medina Potter Lahadik Imalika Lov Vesa Imal Mikra, then you can be Yotze with the people lighting at home for you. Because welcome in Ritzal Hakmar Latsmoy. Person wants to opt out with Lahadik Baatsmoy and light themselves, for sure, they're allowed to do that. Uvat Shechama Mimach Shavtoy Kadim Shas Halakha. Shannon writes a lot, says Bishalishtra, but he has to intend before they light at home not to be Yotze when they're lighting at home for him. In the middle, that's Kamishun Brachla Batola, not called Brachla Batola. The Kim and Shannon writes a lot, says Bahalakosa, Chalchi of Halak, since he's not being Yotze at home, you see, he can Yotze over here. But if they lit at home and he hadn't thought about it yet, he was Yotze with them. And he said, you know what, let me light over here. Well, that's you're ready to be Yotze at home. It's too late. Many of them go with this opinion that you're allowed to do that. However, there are those who disagree. You have no power to opt out of the halakha that you're yotze. Chazal put your ikrichi was to be yotze on your bias that somebody should light there and somebody lit there. So what does that mean that you decided you don't want to be yotze? Chazal said you're yotze. V'yalik blood brocha. So the best of you, if you want to light, you can light, but you can't make a brocha. You definitely cannot stop those which are making the bracha, because there are many achronim who said you make a bracha. The best option would be lahara lishmoya brachos mipi acher v'yana amen. The best option would be to hear the bracha from somebody else who's making it over here, who's chai to make it over here. Answer Amen. Vichaben lotzis behen and have kavanah to be yotze with shemeka aina, with those brachas that that person says. Yalik neighbors and then light your neighbors. Oh, the second option. Yira the shire lahadik neirosav and lavorach alein zman ma kodem shemal lekazi shemabesa. If you light before your wife lit at home, so then you weren't yotze at home. Then you can be light now with a bracha over here. For example, if she left at the, you know, when the kids come home from shul after Marv, she'll light. So he decides he wants to light where he is, as long as he lights before that time. So he wasn't Yotze yet, so now he can light over here with the bracha. Right, that would be an option. Once she lit at home, it's too late. Okay. Fine. Sif Dalas. Hanoiser Bayom HaShmini Min HaShemen. If there's oil which is left over on the eighth day, so each day you use the oil for the next day. That's fine. Now comes the eighth day, and there's oil left over. So the Mechaber says, which oil are we referring to? We're referring to the oil which is put in there to be used for the mitzvah. Which means it was, and then let's say it went out early. Min HaShemen HaTzorach L'Shir HaDlaka. It was the Shemen which was part of the Ikrit Kiyav of the Hadlaka. So if it has to last half an hour after Tzeis, and he lit it 20 minutes before Tzeis, so he put 50 minutes worth of oil in. Some of that oil is left over. It didn't all burn. So the law is that is muks of the mitzvah. So it was designated for the purpose of the mitzvah Ner Chanukah. You can't use it for anything else. You can't be nehanim from it, because that part of the designation was not to use it for anything else. So Oshel the Madur was serving for the answer. You have to make a fire and burn it in the fire. Shrei hooks of the mitzvah. Now oil which was there, which is more than the shear which is necessary, that wasn't hooks of the mitzvah. Which we saw before that we weren't Mishabur Bodashita, which is machmer on it. The God be this din, we'll see. Mishabur is going to raise the question of what's the God be this din. If this Arab Shemin Acher means Shishim of Atla, if this oil got mixed into other oil, and there isn't Shishim, Yesh Mishabur Shein Lohitzim Allah Kedavat, you can't add more oil in order to move out and make a Shishim. Any oil which is left over from the earlier nights you can use for the later nights. So you can use the oil from day 5 and day 6. Fine. But even in the earlier nights, if it got mixed with other oil, you're going to have the same problems you have over here. This is oil which is hooks on the mitzvah, so mixed with other oil. So that's true in any of the nights. Min HaShemen HaTzorach. Hainu, so what's the case of Min HaShemen HaTzorach? Shalonosim Tchilo Rak Kashir HaLoko V'nichba Be'emsa B'noisa. So the scenario was, you put in 50 minutes worth of oil, let's say, an example which we gave before. He lit 20 minutes before it says, it has to last 30 minutes after it says, he put 50 minutes worth of oil in, and not more. And then it went out, and that oil is osur. So that's clearly a true, l'chein osur. The hook to the mitzvah osur le'honos himen. It was designated for the mitzvah, that is designated for something you cannot use, so that remains so. Amnosan harbert ben-ner ben-noisur. If you put more oil than necessary, and some of it's left over, the same way he said, after the Zman Hadlaka, if the Nair is still lit, you can only use it for your personal usage. So it means that the Nair which burns after the Zman is not part of the Nair of the Mitzvah, it's not hooked to the Mitzvah. So the oil which is left over is not hooked to the Mitzvah either. Okay, now, but the Yesh Poskim Shesovrim, Yidnosin HaShemen, Bistam. That's all talking about when a person, said, listen, I know I'm adding extra oil, I'm putting it in and not being maxed at the mitzvah, according to the sheet. But if you put it stam, Huxakol HaShemen, you're designated all the Shemen to be used for the mitzvah. Imloy the hist of the Chatkilo Shal Yeser El Kashir, unless you designate, you spoke out explicitly that you're only designating the required amount for the mitzvah and the rest not. But otherwise, you assume it's all for mitzvah purposes. I remember some of the Rishonim Beis Yisburu, Sifkat and Zion, where he brought a sheet over there, which is the same way the Mechaber said over there. After this man, if the Nair is continuing to burn, you may use it for your personal usage. And Mishabur brought a sheet that holds you may not. And therefore, it's proper to be make the Tanai. So, same thing over here, you're going to have the sheet that would be Machmer, and therefore, it's proper to make the Tanai. So what do you do? You have to make its own fire and serve everything out some way. So, because you can't be in the henna from it. You make a fire and burn in the fire. Now, why don't you say to leave it for next year, Chanukah? The Chashidim is the color afraid that you have oil around the house. You end up using the oil for other purposes, which is, so therefore it's not proper to leave it because you'll end up misusing it, so we're not going to allow you to do that. See, when you put into a type of kli which a person will not want to use it afterwards, the oil for eating purposes, it's like dirty and disgusting. It's not going to preclude you from burning the oil for light. You take the oil out and burn it. So, and that's also awesome. So there's no way we're going to allow you to keep this oil around for 12 months. It's very clearly, very possibly, it would cause a problem. Now, Shaylo Hesubalov. So the Mechaber said over here that you can't add more oil and be mevatel. If there wasn't shishim, you can't be mevatel with more. Now, I'm Yerodei Sim Tzadites, Sif Vov. Even though normally there's a rule of Ein Mevatel Nisil Chatkilo, you can't, if you have Isser falls into Heter, there's not enough to be mevatel. So I say, I have no problem, I add some more Heter, I'll be mevatel. So the rule is Ein Mevatel Nisil Chatkilo, you can't go intentionally be mevatel Yisr. So that's what we're saying over here. However, the Yesh Matirim called Isser Derabbanon L'Hoysev Lov in Yisari. There's some which say, but that's all about Tomei Yisr Derais. But if Isser Derabbanon mixes in, you're allowed, and it's not enough, you're allowed to add more to Mevatel the Sidur Rabbanon. And that's why, since some people are Mekel, L'chein Kosov Kan Yesh Mishar. That's why the Shulchan Aruch use the language. There are some who say you can't add more, because there's some who say when he served the Rabbanon, you could add more. So this would be an example of when he served the Rabbanon, where you could add more. So we're not going to... we can't say definitively that it's also to add more. Fine. Same tough right trying to test. You know what? Take us a look at one bear lach over here. Hatsara, the third bear lach. Some people say whatever oil you put in becomes also. The Shabbat just points out, the Bir Lacha just points out, a person purchased a container of oil with intent to use it for Chanukah. Then he used up the amount of oil he needed for Chanukah. There's oil left over in the container. So even though he bought it with intent to use it for Chanukah, that's not called oil, which has that didn't that hook to the mitzvah. It doesn't get hooked to the mitzvah. You put it into the menorah. So the rest of the oil, which is left in the container, you're allowed to use whatever you want, even without making any special tonight. Okay. So mitzvah reish ha'ches ner shal shabbos kol ner shal chanukah. Mi she'ein yodah maseges liktus ner chanukah ner shabbos. The person cannot afford both. He can afford. He's down to the point where he can afford either one candle, which he'll use for Shabbos purposes, or for Chanukah purposes. Yikin near Shabbos, you should buy them there for Shabbos purposes. In they, Shalom Basin, because the near of Shabbos allows you to you get benefit from it. You can see what it is, and you're going to light it in a way that you'll be able to benefit from it, which sheds light in the house. And where there's light, people are safer, and they're not going to get angry. It would be black and dark, and a person might trip and fall or whatever it is. So the nature of many people is when that happens that they get upset at somebody else. That's going to disturb Shalom Bayis. Ayalem Asim Reisam Gimel Sif Gimel. Then he sends you back to the issue over there is Ner Shabbos versus Kiddush. Ner Shabbos also takes precedence over there. In Yesh Lo Shal Shabbos Benel Ner Chanukah Ulyayin the Kiddush, you have enough for Ner Shabbos, but you still have enough money now to buy either Yayin for Kiddush or Ner Chanukah. So Yitav Ner Chanukah Mishum Pesum Nisa. So now we say between those two, between wine for Kiddush and Ner for Chanukah, and he owns enough to buy his Ner Shabbos already. Besides that, so between those two things, Ner Chanukah takes precedence because it's Persimonis. Agav Hodin Ner Chanukah, Kadam Yayin Havdalah. Finally, Abba Simon Reish Sarivov Sif Hey. So similarly, if I have a choice between using the buying either wine for Havdalah or Ner Chanukah, I find Ner Chanukah. Okay, Zorak to Mr. Guru. He has enough money, linked with Ner Chanukah or Ner Shabbos. That's all he's got. Doesn't have enough for both. But now we're talking about over here, talking about the minimal mitzvah of one Ner per household. So once he has one Ner, that's enough.
If you have one, if you have a Ner for Ner Shabbos, you have enough for one Ner, you should use other money for Ner Chanukah. Even though it's better to light two Neres. It would be acceptable to use one Ner for Shabbos and use the other money to buy Neres for Chanukah.
Will a heavy mina mahadrin. Even is if you can buy two neres for Shabbos, or one there for Shabbos, and two or three neres for Chanukah, right? So the mahadrin of Chanukah will overtake the second ner of Shabbos. Okay, so this gets pressed, but if it's one versus one. Near Shabbos wins when they sholem beisu. Yeisharim, the bezman is there. Shemalikim ifnim yitnu near chanukah. Because let's picture the scenario of Chazal. They lit outside. It's either you could have a totally dark house with not any neighbors lit in it at all, or and a near chanukah outside, or no near chanukah outside, and your lighthouse is lit, has a light. That's the Mizmana Gemara. But nowadays, we light the Ner Chanukah inside. It's even you're not allowed to use it for Hanoah, but the reality is it's not pitch black inside your house. You can see. Sharei lo yeshem b'choshech. You're not going to sit in dark. V'avu bi sh'osr lishtam ishlo oiro. Even though, l'char, you cannot benefit from the light of the Ner Chanukah, so what do you gain? You have to walk around with your eyes shut, right? No, habi kishas tzakana diisib the yabusim atavresh ainal sip that hey the minicha l'shulchan the kishas tzakana it shouldn't be obvious that it's a ner that it's a menorah they put on the table as a lamp so it means the other day it was on the table as a lamp you were gonna it's almost impossible not to use it because they allowed that under those circumstances. So the Sharatzian says what are we talking about? But that did over says explicitly you should put a second there next to it for a hecker. So we see that we're not saying, you know, listen, you know, what are we supposed to do? Shas is a gun, you sit on the table and you use it. We don't. We put an air next to it. So Shartzian and Hay says, Vav to Shom Isa, the Sarch Ner Achel Ishtamish Loiroi, we would have to make you put another Ner there, which is not a Ner Chanukah, that you should benefit from that. We don't want people to think that you lit this light as a lamp. So no, we lit it for Pesumi Nisa. How do we know? Because there's a second Ner there. If you're eating by your table, you're doing things on your table, then there's there, but it's impossible not to benefit from the light. That's okay. So we see that Chazal did not require you in that situation more than that. Then he said over here, "By the Abbasim atav reisav kibul siv kibul, the Bubu Rishon the may ein yada masegas the near Shabbos v'kiddush hayom, gam ken near Shabbos kana." If you have a fight between money, using the money for a near Shabbos or money for buying wine, near Shabbos takes precedence. Now, obviously, nowadays, The point was because the Shalom Bayis takes precedence, because otherwise it would be pitch black in the house. Mm-hmm. Nowadays you have electric lights. So the person would be in a situation where he could only afford either a candle for Shabbos or some wine for Kiddush. He'd spend the money on the wine for Kiddush because he has electric.
And therefore, the one she lights, it's just it's chashibus. It's not for shalom bayis. It's just like,
it's not really shalom bayis because the mice you have, you
have your lights.
Fine. Now, if the fight is between Ner Chanukah and Yain for Kiddush, so Ner Chanukah wins. Dr. Mishabura, what does that mean? Kiddush is meeker than the Raisa. Ner Chanukah is the Rabbana. The answer is Mairi Yeshlo Pas. He has bread, so meeker than you can make Kiddush and Pas. So he has more than make Kiddush. Turns it's better to make Kiddush and wine. However, Dim Einloi Pas. Not having the food for the meal takes precedence over even there. So obviously, pass getting some food for Shabbos has precedence before Ner Chanukah or Kiddush Hayom. Which I don't remember what that's referring to. So if you have a conflict between Yayin for Kiddush and Ner Chanukah, so Yitla Ner Chanukah, Hanu Ner Echod, V'Moysa L'Yayin Kiddush. So that precedence is the Iker Adin, so that's one there, and then use the rest of the money to buy Yayin for Kiddush, if you could. Why is that Rishon Pesum and Issa? Kiddush Hayom, Halo Yochel the Kaddish Mepas. We told him in case he has bread, so let him say the Kiddush on bread. Number one. Ubalavachi, furthermore, even without that point, Kiddush Al Yain, who Rak Min Rabbona, the Minotaur Yotzim is Kiris to Worm Ba'alma. There's no requirement in Midaraisa to say Kiddush on a cup of wine. That's the Rabbona. There's a key in Midaraisa to say something about that, how Shabbos is special. So Midaraisa say, Gregor brings somebody that you meet a Raisa, your Yotze was saying good Shabbos. The key of Kiddush to Raisa, your Yotze was saying the words good Shabbos. Because there's no other day of the week which you refer to. Say, have a good Wednesday. You say, have a good day. Right? Shabbos, your Yotze, your key of to say something special about Shabbos, by saying good Shabbos, that itself is special. It's such a chosh of a day that it has its own name. That itself is especially the Cheshivas of Shabbos. You yotze your din of Kiddush Deraisa with those two words. So that would say Kiddush Aliyah, that's the Rabbonin, obviously. Midrash Torah, it's clear to our Bible. Fine. There was a story when the Mirishiva was in Japan. So Japan is a suffix, which day it is, what day Shabbos is, because of the daylight issues. Mm-hmm. So the Chazon Ish passed that it's Shabbos is Sunday. What happened was the Mirishiva sent the Shiloh to, I think, to Rabbi Ram Kamenovich, who already was in New York. The Rabbi Ram Kamenovich forwarded the Shiloh to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish passed that they should keep Shabbos on what they called Sunday over there. In other words, really, it's on our side of the dateline, the American side of the dateline, halachically. But in the secular standard, it's on the other side of the dateline, which being correct and halacha. Meanwhile, there was other people besides the American contingency, which was part of the. There was a much larger group, really, than just the Rishivit traveled en masse as one group. There are many other people who were there, Siddisha, Litvisha, Germans, etc. So one of them, the Amshanov Rebbe, was there, and he sent the shout-out to the Ger Rebbe, who asked Rabbi Chaim Tukhachinsky, who said that the correct day is what they call Shabbos. So now you had two psakim, it's either Shabbos or Sunday. So the psak which they followed was really to keep both. With keeping both, you were annoying one day with Shabbos, with all of the kiddush of Shabbos and all of the assays of Shabbos, kiddush, suda, laning, etc. And one day they kept the rices, they were machmer not to do any yisurim. So on that day, Reb Chatzkel was machmer b'dafka sake of Shabbos, it's only through mekayim rekevegers cheshvin, that you can mekayim the rice, the kiddush of Shabbos, who was saying good Shabbos. So you make sure he would go out and was able to say good Shabbos, and you mekayim within the rice of kiddush.
That's by Friday night.
I imagine he did it Friday night, yeah. Rambam says the mitzvah is to mekadosh at the warim samach leknisasa, near when the time when it starts. So it's, you know, so I imagine you wouldn't want to push it off till later if you could.
When you say by chulu in your sanach monaster, that doesn't do it already for you.
Possibly. Well, they didn't say by chulu because they daven the weekday shmonesrei in that day. That's a good question. We started after that simon over there. It talks about that issue. The Bir Lachon raises the question: what's the minimum requirement for Raisa to be yotze the kiddush? Do you need to mention Schir Sitzis Mitzrayim? Do you need to mention, you know, which you don't have that?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Mogen Roma says that when you say Mekadosh Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, Mekayim Yomitzvah the rice of Kiddush. Mm-hmm. So it's relevant, let's say, when Yom Kippur falls out on a Friday night, Shabbos. So you're not going to make any Kiddush, you're not going to make a Kiddush over Yayin. So we say, at least when you're saying in Shmoneh Esrei, you get, Friday night, you get to the Bracha, Kadesh HaShabbos, V'Yisrael, V'Yom Kippurim. So when you say that phrase, Kadesh HaShabbos, you should have in mind to be Yotze the Mitzvah of Kiddush. It's the Magen Avraham. So, Bir Lacha challenges that because we say there's a requirement you're not Yotze Kiddush unless you say Yitzis Mitzrayim, and you didn't mention Yitzis Mitzrayim over there. So that's the question. But there's a Magen Avraham that says that you're Yotze the Din Rais of just saying Mekadosh HaShabbos.
Mm-hmm.
Kiddush al yayin who rakben abon the minotar yosef skiris dorm baba zayin karam al yayin abdolim shum hay taima. So again, so it's a choice between ner chanukah, which is presuming these, and yayin abdolim. Mm-hmm. So ner chanukah takes precedence, and the din of abdolim is the rabbonin. So meila they can take that presuming these and give it precedence. Finally, el and rei sadivav sif hay. Finally, el as mishabur says ein nizker shom yosef mikan. Ba'ayin means, you know, it sounds like, and look over there, like I added more information. It says over there, it says the exact same thing as it says over here. There's no more information over there than there is over here. So the correct answer would not be ba'ayin le'el, but mekidin le'el. So he's saying this halacha, like we said before, but that's the halacha. Suppose he's saying, hey, go look over there, and you'll see that it's the same thing. That's not normally how the usage is. Okay. So far, Shine Tess. Be'er Shabbos and Likah, Ner Chanukah, B'tchila B'chakach, Ner Shabbos. So the correct order is Ner Chanukah, then Ner Shabbos. B'vorach Aleim, come up B'chol. You make the brachas on Ner Chanukah like you do the rest of the week. Even the last week you're lighting much later, you make a bracha of Lahadik Ner and the bracha of Shosanisim, and the first day you'd make a bracha of Shechiyonu. Abishamalikim, but I'm God, even you're lighting quite early, but that's okay. Ner Chanukah Tchila. So why is that? Kelotz is Mishabur's a cotton halal. That's Hayesharm, because the Biyarza, the sheet of this, but said back in Hechel Shabbos, the Sirlahu, the Yalik Mishal Shabbos Tchila. Kibbutz the Shabbos mitzvah le'malacha. So people lit near Shabbos, you can't do any more malacha anymore. So how could you light near Chanukah? Most Peskin disagree with that and say that that's not automatic. As soon as you light the Nair, you're automatically a Mekabel Shabbos. Okay, and im hitlik shel Shabbos, will kibble Shabbos b'machshavtoi. If you lit near Shabbos, did not have intent to be Mekabel Shabbos, and then he realizes he had not lit near Chanukah yet. Yachol lahadik achakash, you can light near Chanukah afterwards. Now, so the Mishnah calls up Ish HaMalach. This that we say that lighting the Nair is not automatically a Kabbalah Shabbos. Lighting Nair Shabbos, that's only by a man. Aval Ish HaMalach is kemen shemehinuk shemistav mekabbalah Shabbos b'alakosa imkein lo yisadlik shuv shel Chanukah. By a woman, the minhag is the woman's mekabel Shabbos with her through halakha. But for her, if she was by herself and there was no Ner Chanukah lit, she lit Shabbos and she said, "Oh, you have to light Ner Chanukah. It's too late. She can't light." El termo la'achar la'adik, she can ask somebody else to light for her. V'yivarach ha'shek Shabbos ha'vitzivanu la'adik b'shvilo. So he'll make the bracha of la'adik because he was the one who's lighting. Avabircha shasanisim. But the other bracha she could say herself. So we make all the brachas even when we're lighting a bayis. However, you have to after plug a minchah, you can't be earlier in the day. Shul Shul Reviyah Kadamalad, which is only an hour and a quarter, Shos Manius, before nightfall. Kabashakos Reis Simon Tov Reishain Beis. Karakos Ksabu Vashem Akhrenim, Tzarek Litzin Bosh Shemin, Achiyal Katsi Shah Achas Tzikhom. However, there has to be enough oil in the menorah to last from the time you lit till, say, Tzikhom, plus another half hour after that. That's someone if you're talking about oil. If you're talking lighting candles, you have to light candles which are long enough. He doesn't have such enough oil, or he doesn't have large candles. So you're upon him. Achaz mehen shetia derlek is asher is at least one of the menorah should last for that long, if not all of them. Because of achrenim the nachla chachil she spalam mincha tchilu hakach yalek. It's proper to daven mincha beforehand, because we compare it to the vote of the Beis Hamikdash, which the menorah was lit after mincha. So in that respect, it's proper to light mincha beforehand and then light Neiris Chanukah afterwards. Okay.